Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 16, 1805. And then it started snowing. As the Corps makes its way over the Bitterroot Mountains via the Lolo Pass, the difficulties are enormous. And Captain Clark has his hands full just trying to keep the party moving forward in a heavy storm. He writes,
"Began to snow about 3 hours before day and continued all day. The snow in the morning, 4 inches deep on the old snow, and by night we found it from 6 to 8 inches deep. I walked in front to keep the road and found great difficulty in keeping it, as in many places the snow had entirely filled up the track and obliged me to hunt several minutes for the track. At 12 o'clock we halted on the top of the mountain to warm and dry ourselves a little, as well as to let our horses rest and graze a little on some long grass which I observed. On the south, steep hillsides and falling timber continue today, and a thickly timbered country of 8 different kinds of pine, which are so covered with snow. I have been wet and as cold in every part as I ever was in my life. Indeed, I was, at one time, fearful my feet would freeze in the thin moccasins which I wore. After a short delay in the middle of the day, I took one man and proceeded on as fast as I could, about 6 miles, to a small branch passing to the right. Halted and built fires for the party against their arrival, which was at dusk, very cold and much fatigued. We encamped at this branch in a thickly timbered bottom, which was scarcely large enough for us to lie level. Men all wet, cold, and hungry. Killed a second colt, which we all supped heartily on, and thought it fine meat. I saw 4 black-tailed deer today before we set out, which came up the mountain and, what is singular, snapped 7 times at a large buck. It is singular, as my gun is a steel frizzen and never snapped 7 times before. In examining her, found the flint loose. To describe the road of this day would be a repetition of yesterday, except the snow, which made it much worse to proceed, as we had in many places to direct ourselves by the appearance of the rubbings of the packs against the trees which have limbs quite low and bending downwards. Captain William Clark, September 16, 1805.
When speaking of his gun, Clark mentions the frizzen, which footnotes described as the upright piece of metal which the flint or flintlock firearm strikes to produce the spark that fires the powder. The repeated misfires were probably due to the wet conditions as well as the loose flint. The packs referred to were likely the packs of the Indians who had passed by earlier, going east and west. They left visible rubbed areas on the bending tree limbs. Monday, don't look down.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.